My clearest memory of sex education, and I guess it would have been about 12, 13, was the books or pamphlets, really, that my mother brought home for me to look at. Or she kind of left them lying around the house. And my mum was quite unusual. She was a GP. She worked for the Mothers and Babies Health Association in Adelaide, and she became involved in the family planning movement, which at the time was probably a fairly unusual and possibly vaguely radical thing for a woman doctor in Adelaide to be doing. So my mum brought home these pamphlets from the Family Planning Association, and I can still see one page in that pamphlet in particular. It was a picture of a kid on a rocking horse, a boy on a rocking horse, I think. And underneath the picture, there was a caption which was that quote from, I think it's from St. Paul, where he says, "When I was a child, I acted like a child, and when I became a man, I put away childish things." Now, this was in the section about masturbation. So basically what it was all about was saying, when you were a kid on the rocking horse, it was okay to masturbate, but part of growing up was giving up masturbation, whereas, in fact, I was just discovering masturbation and the last thing I was going to do was give it up. So that's a very vivid memory that I have. I guess the overriding impression I have of my sex education, what there was of it, was that it was very much about the mechanics, about the plumbing. Certainly at the school, we had a school doctor who was a very respected member of the Adelaide medical establishment, who came along and gave us a talk. There must have been about, 200 or 300 kids in the room, and, he showed us a little film and there were some models and so on. But the idea that sex was fun, or that you might want to do it because it made you feel good, was totally absent from any of the kinds of sex education that we got, whether it was, at school or at home.